要洗礼，要洗脚礼之前，先介绍一下今天来接受我们教会洗礼的王树成弟兄。
Prior to the table for washing, let me introduce to you our newly baptized brother 树成王。
那王弟兄这一次在我们教会接受洗礼。很感谢神，因为他有这个很好的机会。那王弟兄呢，是我们教会Kevin 王的爸爸。
Thank the Lord that Brother Wang had this opportunity to receive the water baptism, and he is the father of Brother Kevin Wang.
那小弟想在这里请他跟大家来讲几句他的感言。
Let me ask him to say a few words and just to share a few words with all of us.
先欢迎王弟兄。
First of all, let's welcome Brother Wang. My name is 树成王。
就是03年吧，就是我儿子接了电话，就是告上了北京真耶稣教会陈长老的电话，通过那以后我们就开始联系。
好 ，In 2003, when my son called me and informed me the name of the church and also the Chen in Beijing.
通过一段时间的了解或者是去到，老伴儿就是04年4月22号就是受洗。
And since then, we attend the church services, and my wife was baptized and on April 22nd, 2004.
通过受洗以后吧，教会的同仁、兄弟姐妹就是关心照顾吧。
And after baptisms, the church members show the loving care to my wife.
使我也增加了一些认识。慢慢的就接近了教会。
And I also had the opportunity to learn about the truth.
从来到美国以后吧，这一年多吧，经过长老传道和知识和弟兄姐妹的帮助吧，使我进一步认识了，只有依靠神才能快乐。
In the past year, after I came to the U.S., with the help of the pastors, elder deacons, and brothers and sisters, I realize and understand that we can only rely on God in order to gain peace and joy.
今天终于得到主宝血的洗礼，赦免我以前的罪。
And today I was finally baptized in the blood of Jesus for the remission of my sins.
今后我一定就是传福音。
So I make a determination that in the future I will also spread the gospel
服侍主,
and to serve him
争取走入天国,
and I will work hard to enter into the heavenly kingdom
见老伴的面,
and so I can meet my wife again.
谢谢大家。
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So this is the certificate of baptism. So now we're going to have the sacrament of foot washing.
在我们教会有三种典礼。
There are three sacraments in our church.
所谓典礼就是跟得救有关的仪式。
All these sacraments relate directly to our salvation.
第一个是洗礼，为着洗掉我们的罪。
The first one is water baptism, which washes away our sins.
第二个是洗脚礼，要与主有份。
The second one is the foot washing sacrament, which allows us to have a part with Christ.
第三个是圣餐礼，要纪念主的爱。
The third is a holy communion, which allows us to remember God's love.
那我们现在来举办洗脚礼。
Now we shall commence foot washing sacrament.
我们现在看约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章。
The Gospel of John, chapter
13. 第一节。
Verse
1. 月节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。 啊，这里圣经记载耶稣爱属自己的人。
Here described that Jesus loved those of his own.
啊，然后爱他们到底。
He loved them to the end.
啊，这个到底啊，从这个程度上来讲啊，就是啊，流出最后一滴血。
In terms of extent of love, loving them to the end means that every blood of Christ is used in loving the disciples.
啊，从时间上来讲，就是爱到人生最后一口气。
In terms of time, it means that Christ's love is upon us until our last breath.
啊，所以西交礼是从主耶稣的爱啊开始出发的。
Thus, the foot washing sacrament began with Christ's love.
啊，那主耶稣要离开这个世界，回到父那里去。
Jesus was to leave this world.
啊，所以第四节就离席站起来脱衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，然后倒水在盆里洗门徒的脚。
Thus, in verse 4, Jesus stood up, got a cloth, and knelt down to and got down to wash the disciples' feet.
啊，圣经告诉我们。主耶稣他本来是在天上是荣耀尊贵的神。
Jesus is the glorious God.
啊，但是他成为人来到世界上。
Yet he became humans to come to this earth.
这是一种降低啊。
He lowered himself to come to earth.
啊，他成为仆人。
And he became a servant.
啊，所以他能够洗门徒的脚。
So that he could wash the feet of the disciples.
所以这个洗脚礼是主耶稣给我们设下一个榜样，最高贵的神可以成为卑微的仆人来洗人的脚。
Jesus set an example of humility for all of us so that we can serve God.
因此这个洗脚礼的道理就不只是跟新受洗的有关系。
Thus the teaching of the foot washing no longer relates strictly to the newly baptized.
它是跟我们每一个信徒有关系。
It relates to all of us.
神希望我们能够效法主耶稣的榜样，能够谦卑做仆人，服侍别人。
God wants us to follow after Jesus so that we can humble ourselves and serve others.
那在洗脚的时候，主耶稣洗到彼得，我看第八节啊。
When Jesus came to Peter,
第六节啊。
In verse 6.
彼得说主啊你洗我的脚吗彼得有一个问号
Peter questioned whether or not Jesus was to wash his feet
为什么
Why did Peter question
因为耶稣是主耶稣是老师
For Jesus was the teacher he was the Lord
那他洗门徒的脚这个是他不敢领受的
And Peter dare not receive the foot washing from his teacher
第七节耶稣回答说我做的你不知道后来必明白
In verse 7, Jesus replied that you do not realize the meaning now, but you will.
主耶稣讲的话，做的事情啊，有灵里面的奥秘。
There are spiritual mysteries in all the things that Jesus did.
所以有好多人用世界上的经验要来了解耶稣的话，耶稣做的事情很难了解。
Thus, it is difficult for many people to understand the meanings of Jesus' acts.From their own experiences.
但是只等真理的圣灵来，他就要开我们的心明白神的事情。
But when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, it will reveal to us the mysteries.
所以在所有基督教派里面，把洗脚礼当作典礼的，只有真耶稣教会。
Thus, only the true Jesus Church takes the foot washing as a sacrament.
因为这是神的启示。
For this is a revelation from God.
所以我们能够明白。
That we may understand the spiritual meanings.
第八节
In verse
8, 彼得说你永远不可以洗我的脚。
Peter said to Jesus that you shall never wash my feet.
耶稣说我不洗你，你就与我无份。
Yet Jesus told him that unless he is washed, he shall have no part with Christ.
这句话在告诉我们洗脚礼的重要性。
This verse tells us the importance of the foot washing sacrament.
如果不接受主耶稣洗脚，就与主无份。
Without the foot washing sacrament.We will have no part with Christ.
那彼得了解洗脚礼的重要性，所以他马上改变。
After understanding the importance, Peter changed his mind.
说主啊，不但我的脚，连手跟头也要洗。
Peter said, not only my feet, but my hands and my head.
所以今天我们接受洗脚，就是主耶稣洗我们的脚，要让我们跟他有份。
Today, when we receive the foot washing, we are receiving the washing by Christ.
那教会的圣职人员就代表主耶稣洗我们的脚。
The holy workers of the church represents Christ.
我们在加拿大有一个信徒。
In Canada, there is a believer.
他是从阿富汗过来。
He came from Afghanistan.
他是回教徒。
He was a Muslim.
那后来他到我们教会来信主。
When he came to our church, he believed.
那洗礼完就要接受洗脚。
After the water baptism, he was to have his foot washing.
他一直觉得自己很不配。
He felt unworthy.
怎么这个教会的女执事来洗他的脚？
Why would the deaconess wash his feet?
他就一直默祷。
So he prayed in silence.
忽然间他发现整个教会人全部都消失了。
Suddenly, all the members in the church disappeared in front of him.
他看到主耶稣在洗他的脚。
He saw Jesus wash his feet.
他非常感动，一直流眼泪。
He was touched and he shed tears.
这个是我们在洗脚礼里面最清楚的一个意象。
This is one of the clearest revelation during foot washing sacrament.
一个女执事，一个新受洗的姐妹洗脚，忽然间她看到异象是主耶稣帮她洗脚。
The newly baptized person, a member, seeing Christ washing his feet.
所以我们教会这个洗脚礼是绝对是对的。
Thus we understand that foot washing sacrament is important.
这是神所悦纳的典礼。
It is a sacrament that is accepted by God.
为着要跟主有份。
So that we can have a part with Christ.
所以王弟兄新受洗礼教会的长子要代表主耶稣洗脚。
Thus the church council members will wash the feet of Brother Wayne as a representative of Christ.
那洗脚礼有它的教训性。
There is also a teaching behind this sacrament.
我们看十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
耶稣洗完了脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下来，对他们说：“我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？”耶稣问他们：“你明白吗？”
Jesus asked the disciples whether or not they understood the meaning of foot washing.
这里明白吗？就是指它的属灵的意义。
Jesus questioned them about the spiritual teaching of foot washing.
然后主耶稣解释。
Then Jesus explained.
我称呼父子，称呼主，我不错。
Verse
13. 所以主耶稣没有否定他是父子，他是主。
Jesus did not deny that he was a teacher and the Lord.
十四节。
Verse 14.
我是你们的主，洗你们的父子洗你们脚，你们应当彼此洗脚。
That once Jesus has set the example, we need to follow, and that we must wash each other's feet.
十五节。
Verse 15.
我给你们做榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
That we must follow the example of Christ.
所以我们洗礼加入教会这个团契。
After we have been baptized and joined the church.
在教会里面没有大小尊卑。
There is no rank within this church.
圣经说谁愿为大的，谁要做众人的仆人。
Jesus, the Bible tells us that those who wish to be great need to serve others.
所以我们在教会里面虽然有案例的长老、执事、传道，这不是比我们大。
Although there are titles to certain positions in church, the title does not represent degree of highness or holiness.
这是一种职分。
Rather, it is a work in this church.
所以这个圣职节呢，代表主耶稣来洗脚，就代表我们真耶稣教会的精神。就是一种服事。
The holy workers shall wash members' feet. By doing so, we put forward, manifest our understanding of the Bible.
所以这个洗脚礼是代表我们要谦卑服事。
It represents that we will be humble and serve God.
我们再看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
第十节。
Verse 10.
耶稣说，凡洗过澡的人，把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。
In verse 10, a person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean.
主耶稣说，你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。这是什么意思？
Jesus said, you are clean, though not every one of you. What does that mean?
耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。
For Jesus knew who was to betray him.
因为犹大要卖耶稣。
Because Judas was to sell Christ.
还有这个心当然这就不干净了。
Thus his heart was not clean.
所以主耶稣要洗他的脚。
That is why Jesus needed to wash his feet.
对他是一种提醒。
As a reminder to Judas.
所以这个告诉我们，洗脚礼是一种赦免。
It reminds us that foot washing is also a forgiveness.
犹大已经要卖耶稣，但是在耶稣的心里面，他还是要爱犹大，赦免他，洗他的脚，看他能不能被感动能够回转过来。
Although Judas was to sell Christ, Christ still had a heart of forgiveness in washing his feet.
所以今天我们在教会里面任何人跟我们有任何的得罪或者什么纠葛，我们要效法主耶稣，全部都赦免。
Thus, in church, although we may have conflicts with others, we need to learn to forgive one another.
好像主耶稣赦免犹大。
Just as Jesus had forgiven Judas.
那我们如果赦免的，我们教会弟兄姊妹的关系就是新的。
Once we have forgiven one another, we will renew our relationships.
旧事已过，都是新的。
In every, we will put behind all the bad things and renew all of our relationships.
所以我们在教会里面过去一切如果有，我想是没有，如果有任何不愉快，任何一个负面的事情，都要让它过去。
If we are angry towards others, we need to put it behind and restart our relationships with other brothers and sisters.
因为在主耶稣爱的洗脚里面都是新的。
For in everything that has been washed by Christ, all the relationships are new.
那这个脚经过耶稣洗，当然就是干净的。
The feet that has been washed are clean.
所以代表我们这双脚要保守圣洁，走在圣洁的道路上。
It represents that our feet must walk on the holy path.
所以圣经说，天国路叫做义路。
That is why the Bible describes the path to heaven as a path of righteousness.
因为天国没有罪。
For in heaven there is no sin.
所以我们在走这条路是没有罪的。
Thus on the path that we walk, there must be no sinful acts.
因为我们常常保守自己我们不占罪人的道路，不走罪人的路。
That is why we must be determined not to walk on the path of sin.
过圣洁的生活。
And live a life of holiness.
那如果我们这样做，十七节就有福气了。
In verse 17, we shall be blessed.
所以到最后是要让我们得福气。
Thus in the end, we will receive the blessing.
所以我们现在照着主耶稣的教训来举办洗脚礼。
Now we will hold the foot washing sacrament according to the teaching from Jesus.
好，请陈执事来洗脚。
And we ask our Deacon Chen to wash.
请陈弟兄王弟兄，请你把鞋子袜子脱下来默祷我们要唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
295首
295
我们请大家一块站立。
Let's remain standing.
在此时此刻要来思想耶稣十架救恩的道理。
At this juncture, we are going to think about our Lord Jesus Christ being nailed on the cross.
对你我都有很深很深的属灵生命的意义在里面。
And how significant is his crucifixion?To our spiritual life.
借此刻要来思念跟主永恒的关系。
Moment, we are going to ponder over our eternal relationship with God.
低头默祷。
Let us bow our head in silent prayer.
阿门。
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主的带领。
Thank God for His guidance.
让我们能够用心的在主的面前来参加这一次的灵恩布道会。
That we can come here to attend this convocation with our utmost sincerity.
可见大家平常也非常用心，也同心祷告主。
And I believe.That in our daily lives, we all pray hard to our Lord.
所以我们体会到神与我们同在的这种属灵美好的见证。
And that is why we fully experience this wonderful testimony of how God abides with us.
小弟也深深感觉得非常感谢主。
And I am deeply grateful to God.
有这个机会能够来到这边一起来参加。
That I have this great opportunity to be here, to be with each and every one of you.
借着灵恩布道会的期间。
And through this convocation.
让我们能够多听学习明白神的道理。
We can listen, learn, and be edified in the Word of God.
成为我们属灵的灵奶。
And the Word of God becomes our spiritual nourishment.
让我们在世上生活得着主的力量。
So that we may be strengthened by the Lord.
也借着圣灵的帮助。
And through the help of the Holy Spirit.
让我们非常诚诚实实地在神面前建造一个属灵的宫殿。
We can come before His presence with sincerity to build the spiritual palace.
借此也让我们能够在神面前献上美好的祭物。
And also in His presence, we shall offer our best sacrifice.
使我们每一个人的服事当作属灵的祭物献给神。
So that our service becomes a spiritual sacrifice offered to Him.
参加灵恩布道会就如同参加神救恩的宴席一样。
So attending the Holy Communion is just like attending the Lord's banquet.
我们也非常高兴有一位新受洗的弟兄也加入了属灵的团契里面。
We are very happy that we have one new member who has joined in our fellowship.
灵恩会要结束以前通常会举办圣餐礼。
We usually conclude our spiritual convocation with the Holy Communion.
在这个时刻我们要来思想耶稣基督为我们全人类所做的救恩工作。
At this point, we are here to remember and to ponder over the redemption plan that God has for all mankind.
以赛亚先知早就预言这位仆人耶稣来到要做的工作。
Prophet Isaiah prophesied a long time ago that the servant Jesus would come into this world.
说谈到这位仆人。
He mentioned about this servant.
他诚然担当我们的罪孽。
He bore our sins.
他诚然背负着我们的痛苦。
He bore our agony.
所以借着他的鞭伤。
And through his flogging.
我们得到医治。
We are healed.
借着他的压迫我们得到平安。
Through his suppression, we receive peace.
被宰杀的羔羊被带往死地。
It's like a lamb to be slaughtered.
但这是出自于神的一个救赎的工作。
But this is the redemptive plan of God.
他被压伤。
He was bruised.
他受痛苦。
He suffered agony.
其实他就是要成为我们人类的赎罪祭。
Only so that he may become the sacrificial lamb for all of us.
所以一次的献上完成了人类永远的赎罪祭。
With one ultimate sacrifice, he completed the offering for the sake of mankind.
彼得长老他这样子见证说。
Elder Peter testified.
他被鞭打走往十字架道路上面都不开口哎。
He was silent as he was whipped and flogged.
他甚至默默地来承受。
He silently took in everything.
他知道他要做什么。
He knew what he was here to do.
所以整个圣经的福音中心就是显明在他救赎的工作十字架救恩上面。
The theme of the Bible is the redemptive plan of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
当我们看到四福音书的时候，
When we read the Gospels,
里头都有谈到他受难的叙述过程。
We can see the description of how our Lord suffered.
他最后在克西马尼园做祷告。
In his final prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
后来他其中一个门徒犹大带着官兵和宗教领袖去逮捕他。
One of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, brought forth soldiers to arrest him.
当这些人问耶稣说你就是拿撒勒人耶稣吗？
When these people ask him, are you the man from Nazarene?
他连续回答说我就是。
He replied, yes, I am.
但是反观他的门徒彼得。
But looking at his apostle,
disciple
Peter,
被带到大祭司的家里受审判的时候，
when Jesus was brought to the high priest
for
trial,
问他你是与耶稣同活的吗？
People asked Peter, are you with Jesus?
他连续三次回答说我不是。
Three times he denied Jesus.
我不认识你讲的这个人。
I do not know who you are talking about.
甚至发狠毒的咒语说我不认得他。
He even vowed that he never knew him.
其他的门徒逃跑了。
Other disciples scattered.
其中一个门徒出卖他。
One of his disciples betrayed him.
没有因为这些门徒的离开。
But because of these disciples' departure,
耶稣就改变了他的救赎的工作吗？
Jesus never changed his redemption plan.
不受这些人这些门徒甚至逼迫的 来到。
He was able to withstand all the persecution from these people.
他甚至把自己愿意留在这个十字架上面。
He willingly allowed himself to be hung on the cross.
这个凌晨一点被抓。
And he was captured at 1 a.m.
然后经过大祭司以及比拉多叙利王的审判。
And he was tried by the high priest, Pilate, and King Herod.
后来被定罪死刑。
And ultimately he was sentenced to death.
九点被挂在十字架上。
At 9, he was crucified on the cross.
中午遍地黑暗。
At noon,darkness covered the whole
下午三点断气
at three,
死在十字架上
he breathed his last and died on the cross
直到下午六点被安葬在坟墓里面
and was buried at 6 p.m.
耶稣他这样做
Jesus did so
他一个人独立承担世人的遗弃和世人的罪孽
he shouldered allthe transgressions and sins of humankind on his shoulder.
他来一心一意一直往各个他山上这个独罗队去。
In fact, the moment he came to this world, he was destined to walk the path of Golgotha.
独罗地是审判罪人的地方。
It is a place where the sentenced criminals
are crucified. 俗称作死地。
It is also called the place of the skull.
一个人存心为了什么然后愿意走往这个上面来受死呢
Who in the right mind would want to walk on this path towards his death?
就是为了相信他跟随他的人而做
He did so only for those who believe in him.
他用爱把自己留在这十字架上
With love, he allowed himself to be crucified on the cross.
一次的献上就成为人类得救的根源了
And with this one sacrifice, he became the source of our redemption.
所以每当看到福音书他受难叙述的过程啊。
So as we read how Jesus suffered,
总之会觉得自己是非常的感谢主。
We feel so thankful.
有这个恩典福气蒙主的拣选。
That we have this grace and blessing that we are chosen by him
to be saved. 得到主宝血的赦罪。
And be cleansed by his precious blood.
能够领受从十字架来的救恩。
And to accept the salvation that comes from his crucifixion of the cross.
成为他荣耀的儿女具备这样的身份。
And we become the glorious children of God.
我们参加圣餐礼主要有几个目的。
There are several purposes for attending the Holy Communion.
第一个目的就是要纪念主的死。
First of all, it is to remember our Lord's death.
我们请看路加福音的22章。
Let's turn to Luke 22.
路加福音二十二章
Luke 22
请看十九节二十节
Verse 19 and 20
十九节又拿起饼来祝谢了就拨开递给他们说这是我的身体为你们舍的你们也应当如此行为的是纪念我二十节
20.
饭后也这样拿起杯来说这杯是我用血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。
And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you."
在这里我们很清楚地了解圣餐是主耶稣设立的。
From here, we can clearly see that our Lord Jesus instituted the sacrament of the Holy Communion.
他拿起无酵饼祝谢之后就说，这是我的身体。
After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "This is my body."
又拿起杯来祝谢之后说，这是用我血所立的新约。
And after he took the cup, he also gave thanks and said, "This is the new covenant that I have established."
从这两节里面，
from these two statements,
我们参加主设立的圣餐礼，目的是要纪念主的死。
We realize that we are here to remember the Lord's death.
主为我们每一个人受死。
Our Lord Jesus died for each and every one of us.
承担了我们所有的罪孽。
And shouldered all our sins.
让我们得成为他新造的儿女。
We become this reborn children.
这除了表明纪念主的死以外，
this not only shows our remembrance of him.
主耶稣十架的这个工作也表明了他是他的这个生命的爱临到我们身上。
But this also shows his immense love that's being showered upon us.
所以保罗这样做见证啊。
That is why Paul testified.
当我们还在做罪人的时候，耶稣基督已经为我们受死了。
While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
这就是主的爱。
This is God's love.
使徒约翰也这样做见证。
Apostle John also testified.
耶稣为我们做了更美的挽回祭。
Jesus has become the better sacrifice for us.
这就显明了耶稣基督的爱。
In demonstration of the Lord's love.
借着他的死。
Through his death.
让我们感受到在他里面的真爱。
We experience true love in him.
我们要具体来反映主为我们死的这个生命的爱。
We must have a solid response to how Jesus died for us in his love for us.
不是用我们个人的想法做法为标准。
We do not base our judgment on our own preferences.
而是要根据耶稣基督所说的。
But on everything that our Lord Jesus said.
在约翰福音十四章的十五节那里说。
In John 14:15.
你们遵守我的命令就是爱我了。
Jesus said, "You love me by obeying my commandments."
所以纪念主的死最具体的表现就是我们要遵行神的圣经的话真理。
The most concrete way for us to respond to God's love is to obey the words of God.
这就是爱主了。
This is how we love him.
参加圣餐礼的第二个目的。
The second purpose of attending the Holy Communion.
我们一起来看哥林多前书十第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章的十六节、十七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16 and 17.
十六节，我们所祝福的杯，岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼，岂不是统领基督的身体吗？我们虽多，仍是一个饼。一个身体，因为我们都是分受这个饼。我们参加圣餐礼的目的，
One of the purposes of attending the Holy Communion
是要同领受耶稣基督的肉与血，
is to participate in the blood and body of Christ.
我们虽然人多，但是还是做一个饼。
We who are many are still one.
这个意思就是表明了我们所信靠的主是一位。
We only have one Lord.
独一的真神耶稣基督也是一位。
There is only one true God and one Lord Jesus Christ.
我们共同领受主的肉、主的血。
We are here to partake of his blood and body.
其实也是提醒我们要建立一体一家的精神。
This also reminds us to establish unity among us.
哥林多前书十二章一直到十四章里面都在谈属灵的恩赐。
First Corinthians chapter 12 to 14 talk about spiritual gifts.
我们每一个人从神那里会领受不同的恩赐。
We all receive different gifts from God.
有的会讲道。
Some can deliver sermons.
有的会访问。
Some know how to visit members.
有的会施情。
Some play the piano.
有的会接待。
Some show hospitality.
有的会祷告。
Some know how to pray.
有的会方方言。
Others can interpret tongues.
有的会医病。
Some can heal.
有的行异能。
Some can perform miracles.
这种种都是从神来的。
All these gifts are from God.
恩赐有分别。
There are different gifts.
但是圣灵却是一位。
But there is only one Holy Spirit.
我们的职分工作有分别。
We have different tasks.
但是神却是一位。
But God is one.
重点是这么多人领受不同恩赐要搭配合一发展基督的身体教会。
The crux of the issue is that whatever gifts we have, we are to work together as one body of Christ in the furtherance of the gospel.
共同同心合意把神的工作教会圣工给发展。
We are to be united to further the gospel.
所以恩赐不能比较。
That is why we should never make any comparison.
没有所谓的大小之分。
There is no one who is greater or smaller.
而是神给你多少你要用尽你的心意尽本分。
But we only do our best according to the measure that of faith that God has given us.
那哥林多前书十三章那里谈到一个最大的恩赐。
First Corinthians chapter 13 mentions the greatest gift.
就是爱。
Which is love.
这是最大的恩赐。
This is the greatest gift.
对人、对教会、对我们的信仰是最有造就的一件恩赐。
It is the most edifying gift toward all men and the church.
既然要纪念主的死。
To commemorate the Lord's death.
显明在我们身上就是主的爱。
And to show that the Lord's love is upon us.
那我们更要让这个教会显明一个主生命爱的一个记号。
We must demonstrate the sign of God's love in us.
用爱成为我们的动力和基础。
Love must be our foundation and motivation.
用爱成为我们信仰人生的一个过程。
Love should guide the process of our life.
用爱成为我们的这个信心的这个最后的这个结局。
And love should be the destiny of our faith.
就如同耶稣用爱进入这世界。
Just as Jesus came to this world in love.
又用爱完成了十架救恩。
And he has consummated his salvation plan on the cross in love.
所以这是一个很重要的认识。
This is a very important understanding.
一体一家的精神。
The spirit of unity, of oneness.
我们再多的软弱过患。
However many weaknesses we have,
主耶稣都悦纳我们，拣选我们，怜悯我们。
Our Lord Jesus accepts us, have mercy upon us, and helps us.
为什么眼前的人，我们却不能用这样的心来去面对呢？
Then why is it that we are so unforgiving towards all those other people whom we see?
家庭不能和睦呢？
Why is there disharmony in the family?
教会不能合一呢？
Why can the church not be united?
想到这里。
As we think about these things,
亏欠神的地方太多，太多。
We have fallen short of God's glory and expectations.
同领受主的肉和血。
We have all partaken of his body and blood.
让我们再一次的思念主耶稣一切的救赎的动作。
Then we can ponder once again the salvation plan of God.
让我们更有心真诚的来到主面前。
Let us come before his presence with importunity.
成为属灵真正的一家人。
And become one spiritual family.
互相的来帮补。
To help each other.
目的要共同一起得救进入神的国度。
So that we may all be saved and enter into his kingdom.
说起来领受圣餐有它非常重要的属灵意义在里面。
There are many spiritual meaning underlying this action of partaking the Holy Communion.
我们一起来看约翰福音的第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
53节到56节。
Verse 53 to 56.
耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。”54节。
54.
吃我肉、喝我血的人，就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。55节。
55.
我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。56节。
56.
吃我肉、喝我血的人，藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
53. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. 54. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. 55. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. 56. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him.
在这里主耶稣讲到了有关领受圣餐的重要的属灵意义。
Jesus explained the spiritual significance of partaking the Holy Communion.
53节就讲到了领受基督的生命。
53 mentions how we must partake in the Lord's life.
领受圣餐有这个意义在里面呢。
This is such a significant meaning in this partaking of
the
Holy Communion.
那第二个意义记载在54节。
54.
领受圣餐之后有复活的盼望。
After we partake of the Holy Communion, we will have the hope of eternal life.
第三个意义讲在56节。
The third significance can be found in
56. 领受圣餐之后与主联合唯一的生活。
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him.
所以可以领受圣餐的人一定要领受。
So all of us who are eligible to partake of the Holy Communion should.
那55节讲到耶稣讲到说我的肉真是可吃的我的血真是可喝的。
Verse 55, for my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink.
当我们在祝谢圣餐之后
After we bless the Holy Communion.
神的圣灵运行在里面。
The Spirit of the Lord.Move
所以祝谢圣餐之后就灵化成为主耶稣的肉主耶稣的宝血
Then the Holy Communion becomes the blood and body of Christ.
所以我们领受的时候它物质上面没有改变还是那个无效饼
So even though materially it doesn't change.
还是那个看到的葡萄汁
It is still the grape juice we see.
但是在这里主耶稣说我的肉我的血真是可吃喝
And yet, our Lord Jesus said in verse 55, for my flesh is real food and my blood is
real drink. 所以这个时候我们用十足的信心来相信这就是主的肉主的血。
And we must believe with our full faith that this is the flesh and blood of our Lord Jesus.
这是一个神迹。
This is a miracle.
领受圣餐是神的神迹。
To partake in the Holy Communion is a miracle itself.
祝谢之后灵化成为主的肉主的血。
After we bless the cup and the bread, it becomes the blood and body of Christ.
凭着信心相信主的话，这就是主的身，主的血了。
That is why we must believe in His word and believe that this is the blood and body of Christ.
所以我们领受圣餐，就真的主的肉，主的血可以吃喝。
And that is why we are partaking His blood and body.
既然主的圣餐这么样的重要性
，And since the Holy Communion is so important,
所以我们尊重主的圣餐，就是尊重神。
We need to honor the sacrament, as we honor God.
哥林多教会啊，这个保罗特别指正辅导他们的时候
，Paul rebuked the Corinthian church.
他们很多问题是他要辅导他们呢。
He counseled them.
他们教会有淫乱。
There was sexual immorality in the church.
有纷争结党。
There were dissensions in the church.
甚至传异端死后没有复活的这件事。
And there is also the heresy that there is no resurrection of the dead.
所以保罗特别写信来纠正辅导这样的教会。
That is why Paul wrote to the Corinthian members to correct and to instruct them.
其中有一件他们也混乱圣餐。
And among the many transgressions they had, they brought chaos to the Holy Communion.
没有心准备参加而且领受圣餐。
They didn't have the right mind, attitude to partake
in the
Holy Communion.
有的人甚至醉酒还领受圣餐呢。
There are people who were drunk and partook of the Holy Communion.
有的人甚至啊饿了哎就把一般的餐跟圣餐一起领受。
And there are some who are hungry and partook of the Holy Communion as if they were eating a meal.
哇，这种教会太软弱，太混乱了。
Such a weak and chaotic church.
所以保罗特别写来纠正他们了。
And so Paul wrote them to instruct and correct them.
甚至也提到要用什么样的态度来领受主的圣餐。
And Paul also mentioned how we should partake the Holy Communion.
我们请看哥林多前书十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
27节到30节。
Verse
27 to 30. 27节所以无论何人不按你吃主的饼喝主的杯就是干犯主的身主的血了28节29节因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体就是吃喝自己的罪了30节30因此在你们中间有好些软弱的与患病的死的也不少 在这里我们看到保罗除了阐述圣餐的重要性以外，
besides explaining the importance of the Holy Communion，
并且也告诉他们要用什么样的态度来领受主的圣餐。
Paul reminded them the attitude with which they should partake of the Holy Communion。
27节就讲要按理来领受主的圣餐哦。
Verse 27 tells us that we should partake of the Holy Communion in a worthy manner.
所以还没有在我们真耶稣教会接受洗礼的，请你不要领受。
So all our friends who have not been baptized in the true Jesus Church, please refrain from partaking the Holy Communion.
我们欢迎您继续来慕道，而且在不久的时候也接受赦罪的洗礼再领受。
You are most welcome to search the truth with us, and we hope that you will be baptized into this church one day.
二十八节
，verse 28，
这里谈到领受圣餐之前，你要自己省察自己。
We should also examine ourselves before partaking of the Holy Communion.
所以，当我们要领受圣餐之前，你自己先默祷完再来领受。
So before we partake of the Holy Communion, let us pray in silence and examine ourselves.
这个省察的功夫很重要。
It is very important that we examine ourselves.
当保罗写给哥林多教会书信里面，最后他有提到这个动作。
When Paul wrote to the Corinthian members, he had this command for them.
我们来看一下哥林多后书十三章。
Second Corinthians 13.
哥林多后书的十三章。
Second Corinthians chapter 13.
请看第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节，你们总要省察自己有信心没有，也要自己试验。
Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves.
岂不知你们若不是可拒绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗
？Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless of course you fail the test?
所以这里强调要自己省察有没有信心哦。
So this verse tells us we must examine ourselves to see whether we are in the faith.
而不是用更多的理由借口说，哎呦，我为什么不能来？我怎样？我怎样？不是的。
We are not here to give ourselves excuses why we can't do what we're supposed to do.
第六节，第七节这里更是这样讲。
Verse 7.
一件恶事都不能做。
Now we pray to God that you will not do anything wrong.
就是要省察自己，不要做任何的一件恶事哦。
We must examine ourselves so that we will not do anything wrong.
然后第八节这里说
，Verse 8，
不要抵挡真理，要辅助真理。
For we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth.
第九节又说要追求做完全人呢。
We must be perfect.
我们想想看。
Let us think about it.
在圣餐礼的过去这段时间，我们是怎么面对主、面对自己的信仰的
？How has our faith been in the presence of God and in our own thoughts?
如果您发现有一些软弱或者坏习惯
，If we have any weakness or any bad habits,
这个时候要很诚恳、诚实的做一个悔改省察。
This is.The opportunity to repent and to examine ourselves.
包括不当的情绪管理后发脾气。
Perhaps we have anger management problems.
甚至一些没有造就人的话语也要改正。
And perhaps we need to be mindful of what we say.
你诚心悔改之后再来领受。
We must repent before partaking of the Holy Communion.
这样你领受圣餐才有那个意义。
Only then will it become meaningful to you.
那这些小过犯，你真的悔改以后就不要再犯。
And after you have repented of these little sins,
每一次领受圣餐，然后又常常在同一个毛病上面做悔改，你等于欺骗自己，欺骗神。
If you were to repeat these mistakes after you partake of the Holy Communion, you are not only deceiving yourselves, but God.
确确实实地做一个悔改欢喜。
Let us truly repent.
然后再来领受。
And then partake of the Holy Communion.
第三个要注意的态度。
The third attitude we should have.
我们请看二十九节。
Verse 29.
这里说要分辨圣餐是主的身体和血哦。
We must recognize this is the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus.
如果不分辨，你就吃喝自己的罪哦。
If we do not have this recognition, we are eating and drinking judgment upon ourselves.
所以在这里提醒我们，如果犯了致死的罪，你就不要领受圣餐。
And that is why if you have committed mortal sin, please do not partake of the Holy Communion.
这个时候并不是领受圣餐的问题，而是你在神面前要真诚地来面对神。
This is not a time for you to partake the Holy Communion, but a time for you to face God.
用最多的心来向神说。
And to pour out to God.
哎，不要昧着良心吃喝自己的罪。
Do not eat and drink against your conscience.
而有一些人就是不遵守。
Some people do not follow.
所以三十节这里说。
This command, and
有的人领受之后软弱了，患病了，死的也不少。
There are some people who became sick and weak and died.
所以领受主的圣餐就是尊这个尊重主的圣餐，也是尊重神。
So by honoring the Holy Communion, we also honor God.
第三个参加圣餐礼的目的。
The third purpose of attending the Holy Communion.
我们领受之后要有立志为主生活，这种生活的现象。
We must have the determination to live our life for God.
不然当你在领受非常的感动，但是领受之后呢，还是跟以前一样，就没有意思。
And it would be meaningless if we were to be moved in the Holy Communion, but had no real changes in our lives.
领受圣餐之后要为主立志而活的生活要建立。
After we partake of the Holy Communion, we must have the determination to live a new life for God.
我们就提供几个立志为主生活的几点。
And I'd like to bring up several points in this regard.
第一个，要立志彼此相爱。
First of all, we must be determined to love each other.
这个相爱的生活也是要学啊。
This life of love must be learned.
有时候需要付出劳苦的。
Sometimes we need to toil and labor.
而不是花更多的时间做解释或表白，不用的。
It is not so much about giving excuses or
explaining yourself. 就是立志要过一个相爱的生活。
We only need to make the determination to love each other.
来表明对主的一种认识和对主的爱的一种反应。
In demonstration and response to God's love to us.
我们来看一下约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn to John 13.
三十四节，三十五节。
34 and 35.
三十四节。
34.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。35节。
35.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
A new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
在这里是主耶稣给的一条有生命的命令哦。
Jesus gives us a new command.
他要他跟随他的门徒也这样做。
He wants all his disciples to follow.
我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样爱我，彼此相爱。
Said, as I have loved you, so you must love one another.
把耶稣基督的爱活化在弟兄姐妹之间。
We must bring our Lord Jesus Christ's love to life among us.
而且这样的见证可以让众人看出你们就是我的门徒了。
And such testimony of love will prove that we are his disciples.
哇，这个爱的生活真的要学。
This is something we need to learn.
有朋友之间的爱。
Love among friends.
有兄弟姐妹之间的爱。
Love among siblings.
有教会弟兄姐妹同理之间的爱。
Love among brothers and sisters.
有夫妻之间的爱。
Love between the spouses.
甚至有我们跟神之间的真爱
and true love between God and us.
我这些都有他的学习的地方。
All these relationships have things for us to learn.
领受圣餐之后
after we partake of the
Holy Communion, 我们要立志过一个保守圣洁的生活。
Let us be determined to lead a holy life.
我们来看希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
十四节。
Verse 14.
十二章的十四节。
Chapter 12, verse 14.
十四节。
14.
你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。在这里这样告诉我们。
This verse tells us.
一个有圣洁的人才能够见到主的面哦，也就是得救哦。
Without holiness, no one will see God, and to see God is to have salvation.
那我们的生活里面每天都会跟人互动。
In our lives, we interact with many people.
会跟我们的家里人互动。
We interact with our family members.
跟同学互动。
We interact with our
跟我们的同事互动。
Classmates, colleagues.
但是这里要求哦，人跟人之间相处要和睦。
But this verse tells us that we should live in peace with all men.
是这个真的是要建立要学。
That's something we need to learn.
但是和睦不是在恶事上面合作。
But to live in peace is not to be assimilated.
这里和睦是
their evil ways.
讲在圣洁在主的道理上面为基础来做和睦的。
To live in peace on the foundation of the holiness of God.
人跟人之间要彼此互相尊重对方的生命灵魂得救。
We must respect and honor each person's life.And his or her salvation.
是要一起得救，不是一起沉沦灭亡。
We are here together to be saved, not to be condemned.
圣经说，所有的罪都在身体以外。
The Bible tells us that almost all sins are outside the body.
只有淫乱的罪是进到身体，玷污神的殿。
But only sexual immorality goes into our body,
defiles
his temple.
要互相尊重啊。
We must respect each other.
尊重他的生命灵魂得救，也等于尊重神给我们的生命灵魂得救。
When we respect other people's life and salvation in God's presence, we also respect our own.
要过一个分别为圣的生活，才可能将来得见主面。
We must lead a sanctified life to see God.
最后再来看哥林多前书十一章。
Finally, let's read 1 Corinthians 11.
11章的26节。
Verse
26. 26节。
26.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯的时候，是表明主的使直到他来。
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
这个下半句就谈到了有关周末六的问题了。
The latter portion of this verse, talks about
直等到耶稣基督再来
，until the Lord comes。
所以这个是教导我们要过一个天天仰望主来的日子。
What this means is that we should lead a life always looking forward to His coming。
如果你每天准备好自己，天天等主来，什么时候来我就什么时候见主。
If we are able to prepare ourselves every day, then we're always ready for His coming.
你做事，你的信仰就不会那么马虎啊。
Then you will not slack in your faith.
不会告诉自己说啊，明天还很长了，慢慢来了。
You will not tell yourself that there is always a tomorrow. Let's take our time.
所以要天天过一个仰望主的日子来到的这种人生啊。
We will eagerly expect the Lord's coming every day of our lives.
那你就会天天顺服神的话。
Then we will obey the word of God every day.
天天尽自己的本分来等候主来。
And every day we will fulfill our responsibility to await His coming.
天天用信心来面对着我们的主耶稣基督。
And every day we will use our faith to face Him.
你很自然的就会在主的道路上不敢走偏差。
Then we'll naturally not sway, be led astray from God's Path.
所以这是以上特别谈到领受圣餐之后我们要为主所立志的一个生活。
And this is the kind of life that we should all be determined to live.
但尼里他在吃喝事情上面立志保守圣洁。
Daniel was determined to keep himself pure in terms of food and drink.
最后他成为灵性美好的人。
Ultimately, he became a person with wonderful spirituality.
他成为大蒙神眷爱的人。
And he was someone greatly loved by God.
所以我们领受圣餐。
So as we partake of the Holy Communion,
我们就要立志为主活。
We must be determined to live for him.
从小的地方做一个认真的学习。
And we must learn this in the most minute details of our life.
才能够在主面前做一个无愧的工人。
And only then can we be worthy servants in His presence.
有主的恩典时刻与我们同在。
May the Lord and His grace be upon us.
现在请大家一起来跪下。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
我们要来祝谢这个圣餐饼。
Bless the bread.
奉主耶稣圣名祝谢祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we bless this bread.
感谢主耶稣的带领。
Thanks to your guidance, O Lord.
这几天的灵恩布道会进行得非常顺利。
That we have a successful spiritual convocation in these few days.
我们照主您的吩咐。
According to your instruction.
借着圣餐礼的时候，能够使我们大家思念主耶稣您的死和表明的爱。
We are here to commemorate your love and your death in the Holy Communion.
也照着主的吩咐，引导我们亲朋好友一起来跟我们享受主救恩的宴席。
And according to your command, we have also invited our friends and family to come and partake of this banquet.
所以我们也求主施恩纪念所有为主辛劳的人。
Please remember all those who labor and toil for you.
我们更加感谢主，因为有一个新的同龄加入了我们教会生命的团体里面。
And we're all the more thankful because another one of your sheep has joined the fold.
你又使更多的人浇灌了你所应许宝贵的圣灵在身上。
And you have also showered your spirit upon those who ask of it.
所以我们用更多的感恩来感谢主耶稣您一切的作为和赏赐。
So with even more gratitude, we are here to appreciate all that you have done for us.
但愿将我们所有的服事成为美好的祭物，呈现在主耶稣您面前。
May our service be wonderful sacrifices in your presence.
现在我们也用一颗敬畏您虔诚的心，要来祝谢领受主耶稣您的肉。
Now we are here to bless and to partake of your body with our utmost reverence.
借着主耶稣您圣灵的运行，
through the movement of your spirit,
使无酵饼灵化成为主耶稣您的身体。
This bread becomes your spiritual body.
让我们领受之后，
so that as we partake of it,
能够重新得力，
we will be renewed in strength.
让我们也能够在主的道理上面用心学习明白。
And we will also be diligent in studying your word.
将错误的人的说法、想法、观念能够摒除掉。
And we will eliminate all misguided notions.
借着主的道。
Through your word.
借着圣灵的帮助。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit.
使我们身心得到洁净。
Our spirit and soul are cleansed.
并且能够除去我们身心灵魂一切的污秽。
And we will also clean away all the filth.
让我们在凡事上面能够成为圣洁。
And in everything, we will become holy.
并且蒙主的悦纳和祝福。
And we hope to be pleasing in your sight.
求主施恩带领我们大家。
Please bless us and guide us.
我们如此感谢祷告，蒙主的悦纳。
We pray in this way. Please accept our prayer.
愿一切荣耀归你，直到永远。
May all the glory be unto your holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 48.
Let's sing him 48.
请梁传道，我们现在请大家再一次跪下。
We're going to kneel down once again.
要来祝谢葡萄汁。
To bless the cup.
奉主耶稣圣名祝谢祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we bless the cup.
感谢主的带领安排。
Thanks to your guidance and arrangement.
我们刚刚在您的教会里面，用虔诚心、敬畏的心来领受主耶稣您的肉身。
That we have partaken your body in this holy church of yours in the holy sacrament of holy communion.
让我们再一次思念主耶稣您的死。
We are here to once again commemorate your death.
就是借着历世历代众仆人先知所预言的救赎的工作临到我们身上。
And through the prophecy. And also your deeds, we have come to receive this redemption.
且将这得救的奥秘显明在您同在的教会里面。
And you have also shown forth your redemptive plan in this church.
所以我们如此深深的感动并且赞美您。
We are deeply moved and we praise you.
在众人中间，你却拣选了我们这些无用的人。
Amidst all the people of this world, we have chosen us useless vessels to
be your disciples. 洁净并且成为主耶稣您所蒙爱的儿女。
You have sanctified us so that we become your children.
现在我们同样也借着诚心相信主的心，在你面前即将要领受主耶稣您的宝血。
Now with sincerity, we are here to partake of the cup.
也祈求主耶稣圣灵的同在和运行。
May the Holy Spirit move among us.
使注谢的葡萄汁灵化成为主耶稣您的宝血。
So after blessing the grape juice, it becomes your blood.
在感念主耶稣为我们受死的十字架恩典上。
And in commemorating your love for us on the cross,
求主耶稣能够开启我们的心眼。
Our hearts may also be opened.
让我们能够认真学习您生命的道理。
So that we can learn of your way and word of life.
并且愿意将更多的时间和我们的人生也用在主的服事上面。
And to devote more of our life to serve you.
能够表明回报感恩由于主耶稣你的所有的十字架救赎的工作。
And to respond to the great love that you have shown us through your redemption.
但是我们常常会显出肉体的软弱。
Unfortunately, we are weak in the flesh.
尤其我们活在这个世界血气之中。
Especially when we live as flesh and blood in this world.
常常有一些信仰上的偏差。
We oftentimes go astray in our faith.
没有办法真正的体会主耶稣与您的心肠。
We are unable to truly understand your mind.
所以常常在决定事情的时候留下给自己许多的遗憾。
And that is why we often regret many decisions we made.
祈求主耶稣带领我们。
Please guide us, Lord.
领受主的宝血之后。
So that after we partake of
让我们更加有能力能够坚定地走在主耶稣的道路上面。
We can be all the more strengthened and with full conviction walk on your path.
这一条通往天国的得救正路和义路。
So that we can walk on this path of righteousness and perfect way.
里头充满了许多的喜乐平安。
There is peace and joy in this path.
有主的应许福气在里面。
There is your blessing and your promise.
求主保守我们的心。
Please keep our hearts.
求你为我们造一颗清洁的心。
Please create in us a new heart.
使我们时时刻刻愿意常常走在主的道路上面。
So that we are always willing to walk on your path.
领受圣餐之后。
After we have
让我们不要再眷恋这世界的情欲生活。
Please let us not think about this world any longer.
让我们能够真正用心的、诚实的心灵来到主面前。
So that we can come before your presence with sincerity.
使我们的手不再发酸。
So that our hands are no longer
feeble. 愿意举起圣洁的双手来祷告你。
That we can lift up our hands in prayer.
使我们的脚不再疲倦。
That our feet are no longer
sore. 让我们能够勇敢地走在主的道路上面。
That we can bravely walk on this path.
来为主努力传福音做见证。
And diligently witness for you.
过一个彼此相爱的生活。
Live a life of love among brothers.
过一个分别为圣的生活。
And live a sanctified life.
过一个时刻仰望主来到的一种生活。
Live a life where every moment of our life.
让我们在凡事上面得到主耶稣的喜悦。
And may we be pleasing in all ways in our lives.
使我们将来能够得进天国，享受永远的福乐。
So that we can enter into the heavenly kingdom and enjoy eternal blessings.
我们如此祷告。
We pray in this way.
蒙主悦纳。
Please accept our
领受圣餐之后。
After we partake.
让我们在灵里面也得到属灵的智慧。
Please allow us to have spiritual wisdom.
让我们在生活上也能够得到圣灵的能力。
That we may receive the power of the Holy Spirit.
让我们因为爱主、服侍主而建立许多美好的属灵品德。
That through our love for you and for brothers and sisters, we can establish good spiritual character.
愿一切荣耀、尊贵、颂赞。
May all the praises and glory.
感谢、权柄、国度。
Thanksgiving, authority and power.
威严、能力及丰富。
Majesty and abundance.
都归于你直到永远。
Be unto your holy name forever.
哈利路亚。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Sing hymn 57.
Now sing hymn 57.
请梁传道。感谢主，我们圣餐礼到这边做结束。
Thank God we have completed the Holy Communion.
我们一起来看使徒行传15章。
Let's read Acts 15.
使徒行传15章。
Acts chapter 15.
十五章的二十八节、二十九节。
Verse 28 and 29.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
因为圣灵和我们定义，不将别的重担放在你们身上，唯有几件事是不可少的。二十九节。
29.
就是敬戒、祭偶像的物和血，并勒死的牲畜和奸淫，这几件你们若能自己敬戒不犯就好了。愿你们平安。在这里啊，是当时使徒们在耶路撒冷城教会所定的一个规条。
This was a decree made by the apostles in Jerusalem.
也是成为基督徒一个很重要的基本的信仰生活须知。
And it becomes part of our Christian life.
这几件事如果能够注意，
if we can be mindful of these things,
我们就不会有重担在心里和我们的生活里面。
We will not be burdened in our heart and in our life.
我们生活就有许多的劳苦愁烦了。
We are already very burdened with our lives.
这些都是重担。
But these things add more burden.
但是有一个重担我们背不了啊。
But there is some kind of burden that we can
never take
up. 就是
罪的重担。
That is the burden of sin.
所以这几件事也是我们非常要了解基本的一个生活。
So these are the things we should keep in mind.
29节说，
Verse 29 tells us,
祭偶像的物和血不能吃。
We are to abstain from food sacrificed to idols.
凡是祭拜偶像的东西，不但不能吃，也不能用。
We must not only abstain from food sacrificed to idols, but also anything remotely related to idols.
或许我们在这里大概会留意，也不一定啊。因为有一些食物啊会掺血啊。
There's blood in certain kind of cuisine or food.
有些地方它有一些东西会跟血放在一起，自己留意啊。
So we should be careful not to eat any of food that is tainted by blood.
不要去用它，连汤也不要喝。
Do not eat it or drink it.
对，那么多东西可以吃，我们不要一直焦点放在不能吃的上面。
There are so many things to eat. We don't have to focus on food tainted by blood.
讲到祭偶像啊，
things sacrificed to idols.
要你拿香拜，你不会做。
You will obviously not offer incense to
an idol. 但是我们也要防备那个拜到无形的偶像。
But let us also be careful of idolatry that is invisible to our eyes.
如果你很欣赏某某影星、明星啊，也要特别注意哦。
Please be careful if you worship some celebrities.
他那个怪怪的头发还是什么，这个衣服穿得很小，这个都不太好啊。
Strange hair or very unique costumes. That's not good.
已经长大了还去穿以前的那个小衣服，这样包不好，这样不太好看。
It is not good that you try to wear clothes from when you were younger.
为什么会这样讲？
Why do I say this?
因为真的有青年这样，后来问的时候，他说：“哦，我欣赏哪一个明星，哪一个影星，所以我要跟他一样。”
I once asked a young man why he dressed a certain way, and he says, "I just worship this idol."
你欣赏可以，但是不要坏了我们基督徒的生活的体统啊。
It is okay to have a liking for a certain celebrity, but let's not go overboard and lose our image as a Christian.
对以弗所教会讲，要有那个圣徒的体统啊。
Paul in Ephesians tells us that we must live up to the calling of a Christian.
有一种无形的偶像很厉害。
There is an invisible idol.
就是钱财了。
That we must be mindful of.
耶稣在登山宝训里面有这样讲。
In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said,
你不可以侍奉两个主。
You cannot serve two masters.
拜真神又拜马门。
You cannot serve God and mammon.
在英文讲马门这个字其实就是财神爷了。
Mammon in the original text means the God of wealth.
那在我们的生活里面，你要分辨我这样做目的是为了什么。
And you must ask yourself, why do you do that?
如果你的心、你的行为、动作都是为了财富，那在信仰上就出现了一个不太好的动机。
If all we care about is making money, then perhaps we are not right in our faith.
那你能够努力工作，拥有这许多，但是又能够保守在神面前的一切行为动作，那感谢主啊。
If you are able to make a lot of money and yet keep yourself in your faith, be thankful.
但是往往有时候会冲突，自己要留意。
But we are often conflicted, so we should be careful.
离开神越远，剥夺了十一跟神见面的时间，那你就是心中有那种无形的偶像在。
The further we are away from God, the less time we spend with God, the more this idol occupies our heart.
那这里讲到第二件事，勒俗的牲畜不能吃。
The second thing is to abstain from the meat of strangled animals.
可能在美国这个地方非常保育哈，大概不容易碰到这种事。
And I think that we're all pretty environmentally aware, so this should not happen here.
但是不知道中国城那里有没有那个卖小小的小鸟啊？那个是没有放血的啊。
I'm not sure if they sell special strangled animals in Chinatown.
小鸟啊，小的鸟啊，哈。
A small bird.
它那个是捏死的，没有放血啊。
Those birds are strangled.
再香再好吃，也不要去碰。
No matter how good they seem to taste, don't eat it.
我们这里也有中国城，会有一些中国的庙会或拜拜的活动，也不要参加。
And do not attend any of the idol worshipping activities in Chinatown.
我们有一个弟兄。
We have a brother.
他的同事啊，刚好要办什么很那个很大的拜拜，请他来吃。
Whose colleague happened to participate in one of these activities and invited our brother to join him.
所以他说我不能吃祭偶像的哦。
And our brother told him, I can't eat anything sacrificed to
idols. 他真的为他准备一个没有祭偶像的东西给他吃。
And so this friend actually prepared something for him that's not sacrificed to idols.
当他要开始默祷要吃的时候，
When he was saying grace,
默祷完了、啊、他的眼前看见很多的鬼坐在他旁边，也在那些群人中间一起走来走去，跟大家一起。
After he said his grace, he saw demons surrounding him.
如果那个活动具备有某个宗教的色彩的意思，就不要参加那个活动了。
So if there's any hint of a religious or idol worshipping thing within an activity, do not participate in.
那个弟兄看到吓死了，原来这个活动有鬼，拜鬼。
So this brother was fully taken aback by his sight of seeing the demons.
他看到以后赶快拔腿就跑啊。
So he ran away.
连那种活动就算没有祭拜的东西，你参加活动就是跟他们祭拜，他们那个背后的那个宗教意义了。
So even though you are not eating food sacrificed to idols, but your mere presence there is an act of worshipping.
哦，连吃都不敢吃就跑掉。
So this brother just ran away without eating
anything. 后来做见证，他才讲出来啊。
And he testified about it.
那第三个要注意的是奸淫。
The third thing is to abstain from sexual immorality.
圣经强调人跟人之间的关系的相处。
The Bible focuses very much on our interpersonal relationships.
是要站在圣洁上面。
We must base these relationships.
是要站在神的真理的教训里面。
Upon the word and teachings of the Bible.
人彼此互相尊重。
We must respect each other.
别人的好是他努力得来的。
Whatever good that other people may have is a result of their own doing.
没有理由要霸占或者是侵犯别人的好。
And I don't think there's any reason or ground for you to try to crave what others have.
凡事一定要保守彼此之间的圣洁的相处。
So we must keep the holiness among us.
我们看到别人长得条件不错，英俊或漂亮。
We may see people who have good looks.
甚至感觉也不错。
And have some good impressions about them.
但是你要知道，那是神给他的。
But you have to remember that God has given this person to another.
神并没有说这个别人的好什么就是归你自己一个人，没有这样讲的。
And the Bible never says that you can have all the good things that you see.
人与人之间相处。
As we are interacting with each other,
记得一定要保守圣洁。
Let us remember to be holy.
在话语上面。
In our words.
在行为动作方面。
In our actions.
有神在鉴察，在见证。
God sees everything.
所以我们一定要守住 神给你这个尊贵的身份。
And so we must keep this precious status that God has given us.
千万不要用淫乱的行为来打坏了跟神之间永恒的生命关系。
And let us not commit sexual immorality and break our relationship with God.
你的用心，你的努力，神会纪念的。
And God will remember your effort.
那这几件事我们注意，我们就会平安。
And as long as we abstain from these things, we will have peace.
啊，愿神祝福大家。
May God bless us.
唱诗297首。
Let's sing hymn 297.
啊，感谢主，我们到这个时间准备要做祷告结束。
We are going to offer our concluding prayer.
啊，我们非常盼望我们适婚年龄的青年呢、啊，要立志在主内联婚。
We encourage all the single brothers and sisters to marry in the Lord.
一开始有主的信仰，就更多主的祝福。
If we begin with faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, we will end up with more blessings from Him.
那我们已经建立家庭的，就要努力追求建立基督化的家庭。
And those of us who are already married, please try your best to establish a Christian family.
相信神就天天与我们同在。
And then God will be with us every day.
那等一下祷告的时候
，In our prayer,
我们也继续为个人的信仰、家庭的生活来代祷。
Let us continue to pray for the faith of our family and of ourselves.
也为我们圣何西教会圣工来代祷。
And let us also pray for the holy work and the ministry in the San Jose area.
那也希望大家为小弟代祷，平安顺利的回到台湾。
And please also pray for me so that I can have a safe journey home.
然后要继续忙福音工作。
I will continue my work when I go back.
我们在祷告中间彼此用爱心来代求。
And we will pray for each other in love.
为我们这几天参加的慕道朋友代祷。
And we should also pray for our friends who have joined us.
为身体健康的弟兄姐妹代祷。
And also for those who are sick.
求主施恩怜悯。
May God bless and show His grace upon us.
要求圣灵的跪到第一排。
For all of us who want to pray for the Holy Spirit, please come forward and kneel on the first row.
属灵恩典的跪到第二排以后。
And others, please kneel from the second row.
好，我们最后用感谢的心来向天上的主祷告。
And finally, we'll offer our prayer of thanksgiving to our God in heaven.
好，现在开始动作。
Let us pray.
好，谢谢。